Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Shut the Funk Up podcast. I am the well-fed boy, and as always, I am delighted to be joined by...
your man, the Chris.
Yo, by the way...
young man, Chris. I can't think of a name yet.
It's... well, Chris, you know...
Dollar B.
Well, I want to say this. Dollar actually, B. I'll read like a little bit. So, I was bored the other night, and I looked up... first, I was... I'm a ChatGPT-er.
Right.
And... I popped us. I asked it, have you ever heard of the Shut the Funk Up podcast?
No, man.
That's what I popped in the chat. And it said, yes, the Shut the Funk Up podcast is a real show hosted by Alex Benson, a.k.a. the Well-Fed Boy, and Chris, a.k.a. Laser Wolf.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's my username for, yeah, most things.
Laser Wolf. So there you go. Maybe
but there's just, I'd feel
maybe you just go by Laser. Just bring
yeah, I just
it
like my brother
through.
Is also half of Laser Wolf, so I just don't want to claim being.
It's funny.
But that's what my Instagram is.
It goes on. It's like they describe themselves as the gruesome twosome and blend casual and humorous conversations with deep dives into music and culture.
Yeah, sure.
How do you like that? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Topics range from live music events, artist retrospectives, to quirky personal stories and pop culture commentary. They kind of like nailed that.
Yeah,
I think.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's damn, chat.
That's what we're going for.
Yo, yeah. Shout out to chat.
Yeah, blow us up in the chat. Text us 954-417-5056.
Yo, shout out chat, dude. Hit us up in the algorithm. Get that algae up.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I'm going to start saying love you at the end.
Love you. Do we ever get texted back about sending something to that one guy asking about hockey?
We're
like, oh, we'll send you a shirt or something.
We got to send him something. Yo, we got to send
him
something.
Did you get the address, though?
Yes, he did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. He's in,
I just remembered, so.
He's in Michigan.
We haven't forgotten you, sir. 954-417-5056.
Yeah, because we were...
you could be a winner, too, eventually.
Chris was saying something interesting, because what were you saying that you were noticing... in the guys that are like when they're really happy and saying I love you at the end, what were they noticing?
Yeah, well, when I watch like some podcasters, like toy collector guys, or like there's a few of them, but it's different types of categories. Like some, because I watch, I don't know, video games, toys, like stupid stuff, and then I also watch news and music and other like horror stuff. So it's all over the place. But I notice a lot of the hosts will say like something sweet. They have like a sweet kind of saying at the end, like love ya, or like peace and love.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, always a very, and I'm like, because we were one of, I guess our last episode got kicked from Spotify.
Yeah, I got kicked off from Spotify.
So it's on YouTube if you guys want to watch it. It's about Brand Nubian, the peacock.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were like, oh, maybe we should do an all.
Well, we started going down the algorithm and then you kind of suggested like, yo, they kind of do this thing at the end that I'm noticing, and like, And I think you're onto something there with like the algorithm picks up on like bright, nice things. Like, oh, this video is obviously these guys are nice and they're cool. They're not negative. So we'll shoot them up a little bit. So I'm going to start saying I love you at the end of every episode.
Hug it out, bro.
Instead of saying like, see you next week, I'm going to be like, guys, next week, I'm going to love you so much even more. I'm going to go over it. So
love, 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 kittens, rainbows.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that at the end. From now on. That's the new rule.
Also, we're loading at the beginning of the episode now. So this is a test run, I guess.
Right, yeah. This
we
is
were going to plan it.
Yeah, because they do say like in the first 5 minutes, like don't cuss, don't do anything like that. Those are all like, there's like a whole list of like in the first 5 minutes, don't do this.
So maybe we nailed it this
time. So Lugsy Wubsies for all of my guys, all of so my weird. Little peacocks out there.
And peahens.
And peahens, okay?
That's a female peacock.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, I think we've done that before.
Yeah, probably.
A peahen.
Peahen.
A peahen.
A peahen. Anywho.
All right. Back to the episode 171. Sorry we missed you. If you're only listening on Spotify, we've really missed you because you didn't get to listen to the last episode, which was a really good one.
Yeah, we featured a lot of music that's coming up. So we'll talk all about the music again because it's still pre-release, but you can watch it on YouTube.
I think the reason why we got kicked off was because we actually played a lot of the new songs for new albums that are coming out this summer.
We pushed the limits of Spotify.
Yeah,
friendliness.
BMI, Capitol Records, UMG, they said, we don't have enough money. Take that fucking thing off of Spotify.
Yeah.
And see, there's me. Hopefully it's not within 5 minutes because I already said the
F-word. I know. I just
there it is.
I was going to say something too, and I waited.
We're done. Like, you know, I was going to say
fuck BMI because they were the part of the ones that sued me for when I had.
Yeah. All right. This is what I'm going to do because I have a timer that we used to use to time the episodes. I'm going to put the timer on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a countdown that it'll just go off at 5 minutes, and then we can just like get the fucks and shits out. We'll rage it out real quick.
Yeah. Anything to move forward.
Yes, exactly. But since we last saw, we also did the 420 party, which was fun.
Yeah, super fun. We set up a cool little space. We didn't end up videoing any of it because we were really just having a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. We did the little back-to-back thing, which I really enjoyed doing that with you.
That was fun.
If people don't know, back-to-back, when you're DJing, one person plays a song, then they just go back and forth one song at a time. And it's fun because...
It's hard because you always have to...
You're trying to
match the song, but you're trying also just to pick something.
Sometimes you're trying to pick something that may go with it, or you might just completely go somewhere else.
I played a couple that changed the genres and stuff, but... And then it's just fun playing hits, basically, to me. It's like, just play every good song you have,
right,
back to back.
Yeah.
And I try to have mostly, banger. I don't to play a lot of, background stuff, or I'll have, a few records that I could go take a break and, go to the bathroom or smoke a joint or something.
Right.
But for the most part, each song's kind of...
I was loving it. You know? I felt like every song you play, I was just like, I kept just going to be like, God, this is a great song.
You brought a lot of good stuff that I'd never heard before.
So. And you only have your one crate. That's the thing too. So as the hours and minutes are going on, songs are going on, you're running out. You're now getting into, because I remember then there, I was like, oh shit, I don't think, damn.
Look, man, I feel like a lot of the records that I like too, I'm lucky that they have more than one track or more than one side.
Oh, right.
Sometimes you can bring it back and you won't even know that you're playing the same band.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and I told you, I want to do that again. I want to do, because I enjoyed doing the back to back.
It's still set up, we can do it right now.
But let's get into the ear candy. Oh, I didn't even tell you. The ear candy I grabbed for you. I grabbed the Cat Power.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a fun. She's fun to talk about.
Custom bones and stuff, or crossbone style. Crossbone style. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know Cat Power?
I know the one big song that she had, and I also saw her open for Jack when Jack came down last time. Jack White played a couple years ago. Mm. She opened for him.
Yeah, she does stuff with Eddie Vedder a lot too.
Okay, and I forget. I don't even remember what the song that I liked, but I remember it was just an electronic-y type song. But yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, probably just her voice. She has a real nice voice. But yeah, my wife was into her, and the only reason I'm into her is my wife went to a show, whatever, and she is notorious for having stage fright.
She was really bad live. I didn't know. I was waiting to see what you said, but she was.
So when my wife
saw her, people were almost kind of booing her.
Yeah, when my wife saw her the first time, she said she did the whole set under the piano.
Yes,
sitting on the stage.
That's what she did. She never left there.
Yeah, and for me, she did two or three songs, kind of normal, and it was in Miami at one of the smaller venues in not the Fillmore, but one of those
Gramps or something.
Not Gramps. It was before Gramps was even open. But
anyway,
she was kind of normal. Whatever, everything was fine, and kind of a slow start. But she's real quiet anyway.
Right.
It's not like a crazy show. She's a singer,
Yeah.
And then. She's like, oh, I gotta stop. And she told him to turn all the house lights up and all the stage lights off. And she's like, I'd rather be watching you guys while I sing instead of you guys watching me.
Yeah, she's just there.
It's just freaking me out. And she's like, I'm sorry. Everybody knows I'm like this.
I think I kind of respect that though.
Yeah. I mean, she was honest about it. And then she did the show. It was fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't amazing. And then one more thing. I saw her play with Eddie Vedder at the Broward Center. He did a ukulele tour. Which sounds dumb, but it was really good.
Right.
And I just never have seen Pearl Jam, so I'm like, I'll go see Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
And they did a song from The Jerk, that duet.
From the movie?
From the movie, The Jerk. There's a famous song. It's a duet. They do it back and forth, and I belong to you, or something like that.
Okay.
It's a sweet back and forth sing-songy song.
Mm-hmm.
And she forgot all the words to it.
Wow.
And I was, he was kind of carrying her through, but. It was good when she's good.
She
just has a weird voice that's good. I don't know. This song is kind of just drunk. I don't know. This song's kind of doomy and chill.
I'm going
Yeah, you might. I don't know. It's just a weird song. I like it. guys. Yes. Better low singer.
Maybe not better is the right word. I really like that. That's a very good
maybe better is the wrong word.
She's what Billie Eilish wishes she could. Yeah.
But Cat Power was super famous. I don't even know what song.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I don't even know what song she was popular for, but I know she had a hit like in the back in that.
I feel like the song, it was like
Empire or something. I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up because.
Yeah, look it up.
Anyway.
While you look it up, though, my ear candy this week was one that you and I actually ran into and enjoyed together while watching on Couchella. We both tuned into Joe, DJO, Joe, this band Joe. Yeah, and we both were really digging on them.
Yeah, you never had heard of them before?
I never had heard of them. I definitely didn't know who they were.
Yeah, they killed it, man. They were really good.
And so before I played this song, because this was one of the songs that I like really enjoyed when we were watching them, I dug in deep. Are you a Stranger Things guy? I feel like you're definitely not a Stranger Things
guy. Funny because my wife just turned it on yesterday. I'm like, really? I'm like, I haven't watched any of this shit. I'm like, please put something else on. I don't want to watch this. We watched the first season maybe, and I hadn't seen any of it since then, which is like 4 years ago. So I'm like, bro, I don't even get it.
Yeah, well,
I know
Chris is
doesn't like it.
Well, you just don't
get
off.
I like it though.
Yeah, it's all right,
it's good. I just don't like it. Don't
but know. So I look into it, and Joe is the guy, Joe Keery, who's the boyfriend in Stranger Things. Remember the girl who's
like a jock boyfriend.
Yeah, him. His name is Joe Keery, and he's a musician. He was he was in the band Post Animal. I don't know if you listen to them, but left them, and then he's like acting. He goes back and forth.
So he's what the guy? He's not the singer.
He's the guy.
There's a lot of guys in that band.
There were, but it's him, and that's why it's named Joe. That's why it's called it's DJO. His name's Joe.
Oh, so he's like back.
He did a rap thing. Yeah, well, and he's still doing like acting like a full time.
Yeah, but just to go one name is big.
Oh yeah. I don't know, he threw a D in there to try to throw everyone off.
Like Django'd it. I don't know.
He Django'd
the Joe.
He absolutely Django'd the Joe.
But
it's him. So
I really liked it. I thought
this is cool.
I expected not to like it because like I see a bunch of dudes in the band and like,
there were you're right there were
and I'm like
eight.
I was just gonna be like either over the top folksy,
they all look the same too,
yeah, or is I just thought it was gonna be like over the top like trying too hard, but they all played like they had cool shit. They had like
and it was a lot of
synthesizers, different stuff. Yeah. Like all kinds of instruments, yeah. and then like I said, he did this little like rap thing, this kind of like back like offbeat rap thing, and I was and then like it ended up being pretty good and it worked with the song, and I was like, man, I hate that I like that,
yeah,
that little breakdown that he did. I hated it so much, but it worked, and I was like, damn, I can't believe like,
it was very back.
So these guys are so talented. This is glue. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
And that all their stuff, a lot of different
stuff. I hope they don't disappoint me. Know that it's like a holiday. Now I'm ready to go. I'm sick of singing. mean, that's what I like that. Yeah, each song is kind of different, and they're like, it's just like they're kind of jamming without being a jam band.
Yeah.
Because I don't like jam bands.
Yeah, so that was cool. There was a lot. We saw a lot of good things from Coachella.
I do have the Misfits shirt. So I would like to, I know you didn't watch the Misfits, which, and I'm glad you didn't. They kind of are tough to watch live, especially if you don't know them at all. Like, if you're as a fan, I was like, oh man, this is kind of bad.
Yeah, it was.
And
a
then
rough.
Like the third song, like he caught his breath. Like Danzig was just like super out of breath, and he's like running all over and like going crazy. But it was cool, and the band is like kick ass, whatever. And like, you know, they're all these like iconic guys from this band forever. This is like the original lineup, and they but I was like, oh, it just sounds like shit. He's out of breath, and then he catches his like stride and like gets better each song after that. So like started to get good towards the end, but I'm noticing they're doing like 10 seconds of each song.
Oh,
so, you know, because they're doing, they're short songs to begin with because they're punk songs,
but they're,
and they'll have catch, but it's like he would just do like the verse and the chorus and then go, then like, all right,
why do you think,
all right, you fucks. I mean, they played a lot of songs, they have a huge catalog.
They just, you think they just want to get through
and
them all,
I think, or? It's like, no, my point, another point I was going to bring up about, we're not going to talk too much about Coachella because it's been 2 weeks, but
yeah,
like all these bands that are not currently like, if I'm a 23-year-old, I don't want to go and see my dad's band, my grandparents' band.
Yes, right.
Like, there's, yeah, like, grandparents age almost, we, I mean, I'm almost 50, like, 47, yeah. You know, like, I could be, but, you know, whatever, parents' age.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a parent. So, like, who, so I'm thinking they do the songs that have catchy hooks that you, maybe you heard, like, that Eagles Dare song that was, like, on a million commercials, uh-huh. And, like, you know. We all want 38. And then the one thing that they did that I was, like, fucking super shocked was they played this song called Last Caress, which is very graphic. And it's, like, it's talking about killing a baby and raping a mother. Like, that's really the only lyrics
to it,
basically. And it repeats over and over again. And
it was, there was,
and
it,
they did the fucking like whole song.
It hammered it home.
That was the last song they did. And I was
he did a thing.
Because he's like, what do you guys want to hear out there? Fucking California, whatever. And they're like, and people are yelling like, I don't know, what songs do you have? Like, they don't you can see these kids are like, I don't know what to say. They're like, something with skulls or some shit. And but a lot of kids have the shirts because it's like, you know, the shirts,
yeah,
image, they're in Walmart and shit, so
yeah,
they really cashed in the band with the, that shit.
They're in the hall of fame band Kiss, t-shirts, yeah, for sure.
So but then, yeah, so no one knows the songs, right? Then I was like, oh, if I was there I would yell out Last Caress because no way they're gonna do it. and they fucking did it. Yeah,
you're just like, oh, watching, you're like, no, yeah, fucking way.
Yeah, so I gotta send you that.
Oh,
or we can, well, how were we linking the songs on the thing?
What?
Oh, I was putting them on the playlist. So anytime we talk about a song,
oh yeah, mm-hmm,
for anybody who is paying attention, I am going to put it on the Ear Candy playlist.
Yeah, so if we're ever talking about something, you're like, damn, I wish I would listen, I could hear Last Caress, just go there.
Yeah, so now it's on there.
Yeah.
And then also AFI does a great cover of Last Caress.
Okay. Oh, AFI does?
AFI does, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, early AFI, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's the same exact song, but they do it well.
Cool.
So, anyway, I thought, yeah, so the Misfits were notable
for that. Yeah, the only other one, Am on the Sniffers, was really good.
I didn't really watch it, but I loved them.
I waited for the next day.
Yeah.
Because it was so
late.
I was going to,
and I ended up doing something else. But, yeah, I love them, and we saw them live, and, like, I know what to expect from that show.
Yeah.
And I also don't love this new album that much, to be honest with you.
The new album, I like that's one with the star shit or tits off.
Yeah, it's like peeing in a parking lot or something.
No, I like it,
but the one before that.
Is
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
What's it called? That's one of the best albums in 10 years, I say. do you agree?
Which one?
The one before that?
No, in the last, like, out of all the albums of everybody? No.
Out of everybody. Hurt. No. What's it called? Song?
No, I would say, like,
Comfort to Me. That's the name of the album.
I would say, like, Tame Impala Currents. That's who, like, off the top of my
head. Yeah, Tame Impala is great.
Tame Impala Currents.
One of the top. I'm not saying top three, top
one
two,
of the top.
Top
oh, one. Oh, okay, okay. Come on. I thought you said,
one
like,
of the best albums, like, I've heard in a long time, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Since.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
The aughts.
I still see aughts are 2000s.
You got it.
See, I was still shaky on that,
yeah,
though.
But you got it. You're getting there. You gotta learn to walk before you learn to run. And then I was like, also, I don't know what's going on with me lately, but I thought Charlie XCX was good. I was like, I see how people like her.
Oh, you did?
I'm like, I would never listen to that music on purpose. My wife, Natty, was watching with me. We were just kind of laying on the couch, and she was the only one. It was like DJs or like off times for the other stages. And I know she listens to that, so I was like, I'll just leave it on whatever. And I'm like, this is fine.
I like Charlie XCX. And her performance was good. I was kind of mad that she just didn't do. There was no cool state. Like she was clearly doing like, I'm not gonna have anything on here. The lights are just gonna be strobing down, and I'm gonna be like in the background with glasses. It's gonna be very like.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I was like,
well, she's pretty famous at this point. I guess she's trying to like solidify her.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just me. I'm up there.
I like the big panache of like when artists do this whole big crazy thing. Because Coachella's like kind of like that's what it's known for.
Yeah,
have big crazy stages and
you paid $900.
That was one thing. I was like, she was just walking up and down like this big ramp with strobe lights going down.
I watched most of it. Yeah,
I was like, I don't even need dancers. I was like, just do cool shit. Have better lights. That was the only thing that was very underwhelming. I was like, this would have been really cool if she had like crazy stages and outfit changes and like was like doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
But she clearly was, because I mean, to me, the way I read it was everyone else is going to do this. Lady Gaga is going to do all the, she's like, I'm going to be the anti Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Because Lady Gaga had like, I mean, she was crazy.
I saw a lot of the first week and then a little bit of the second week.
Yeah.
But yeah, her shit was great.
I think she was kind of doing like an anti Gaga. Like, I'm going to just do like this crazy shit up here.
I'm not like, I never thought I would. I don't like Lady Gaga. I like the music. Like, I don't dislike it. It's just not for me, but I think she's great.
Exactly. I'm the same way. Like, I'm a fan of
Lady Gaga, period.
Yes.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
As they say.
Yeah.
But could I name a song besides Ya, 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 Ya?
I mean, that, what's the name of that one?
Ga, 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 ga. I don't know, but that's all you need to know.
I don't even know the name of it, but I just know that that's how it's...
Yeah.
Bad Romance.
Oh, I wouldn't even have known that.
Is that it?
I don't know.
And she's got another one, like Poker Face.
Poker Face.
Dude, don't forget fucking Poker Face.
That's probably the most one.
Did you know that in that? We're about to go into What Did You Learn This Week? Yeah, okay. I learned about a couple weeks ago. Did you know that in that song, she goes, pop, 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 poker face. Okay. It's what she says. She says it so fast that people don't pick up on it, and like none of the radio stations ever knew. I saw an interview with
her. Is it like laid over tracks, or she says it like
no, that? She like it's like, yeah, well, she it's like kind of like quickly. In the back. It's like during a bridge, and she's like, pop, 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 poker face, pop, pop, poker face.
I know, but I wonder, are they like layering her vocal tracks, or is it her doing it with her voice?
They're not doing anything to her voice. It's her. She layers, puts two layers. Because they have the sound engineer guy that they were interviewing. He was the one that was like, you know, she says fuck her face on that, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, what? And he's like, the real lyrics to that song that no one ever knows. They think that she's just repeating.
But is it even on the liner notes, you think, it says that? Or is this all just speculation?
The guy was in the studio, so I believe.
Right, yeah.
And if you go back, because then they
you
played it.
You better put it on the liner notes if you're going to put that in your song like that, though.
I think that's one of the things just to get away with it. It's like, oh, let's do this funny thing.
I guess.
Like,
but she's not really trying to be family friendly or anything.
Not in the beginning, she wasn't for sure.
I don't know.
Because there was like crazy lyrics. And I was like, I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
I'm not going to look it up because it's not my responsibility to prove you wrong. So.
You can't prove me wrong. I saw the guy say it.
I know. I'm just saying they should put it in the liner notes.
Oh. You're
not wrong, right? Because you saw the guy.
The guy told you.
The guy might be wrong.
Right, yeah.
But, okay, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I digress.
But
that's crazy that if she did that purposefully to...
The guy said she did it purposely.
Yeah,
the guy was like, yo, this, like, that's what that... And the reason why... The reason why they didn't want to say anything is because they didn't want that part to get bleeped out, because radio stations maybe would have never even played it, or they would have bleeped it out. And for that reason, he's like, "That's why we just never."
Oh yeah, you don't want to bleep. You want
He's like, he goes, you don't want radio stations to like, oh, we're not gonna play that.
Yeah,
song,
just not play you at all. Right.
Fucking it. So
that was I get it. Well, saving. All right. Well, yeah. I still like Lady Gaga.
But the other thing, what I learned this week was, Yo, Will Smith's got a new album coming out.
What?
Will Smith. I think it might even actually already be out.
Oh, I saw him rapping on something.
I got it for you. I have it for you because I was like, I watched this. I was like, oh, we gotta play this shit.
Yeah, cause I was like.
Yeah, so I got the free.
I didn't think it was new.
So he did a freestyle. Right? Okay. I think it's called like Liquid Lemonade, I think, whatever. But he did a freestyle on some type of whatever platform is to promote the new album.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play
It's called Liquid Lemonade?
That's the name of the platform. Oh, no, I think the freestyle is called the Liquid Lemonade Freestyle. That's what I think.
That's
Will Smith's Liquid Lemon Freestyle.
Okay. Is that like a brand or something?
No, he's just doing this freestyle like on this person's platform to promote the album. He's like, yo, Will Smith's back. This is his freestyle. We played him a beat and this is what he went on.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm no. I think I saw it, but I saw.
Oh, no, you definitely did.
I saw some of it. Oh, man. I don't want to see. Yeah, I thought it was a fever dream. Lunch break.
Lyrical Lemonade. Okay. I like this. Yeah, y'all got me a little nervous. I know that I be on some other shit. I know that I'm different. I be on some y'all don't understand it. I don't mention it. Made it to the top of Hollywood without a membership. Killed them in July, then I switched to my December shit. I be overcoming shit that y'all be having trouble with. Let them run their mouths. I mean, really, that's what come with this. They built a wall, but I'm jumping it and loving it. They want me to be done with it, but I'm still having fun with it. Writing songs, writing...
Bro, I wish I had one of those. You know when they have those big hooks? You know when they have the hook and it comes in and it takes them off the stage? Bro.
I watched that. I was just like, are we playing this fucking
Do not pretend that
it's
a freestyle.
Oh, I know. Especially from him.
Oh, Lyrical Lemonade. All right. Oh, you guys got me nervous. This rap that is so bad that I've rehearsed. Like, you did that on purpose, which makes it worse.
Oh, for sure. You sent me the beat before.
Bro, there's no fucking way. Most of those guys don't do that shit anyway. It's hard to freestyle, I understand, but if you're gonna just fucking do it, just do like a fucking song.
Bro, do a little Dicky style.
Yeah, no one can do a little Dicky.
But yeah,
style.
I saw that and I was like,
it's so
this
bad.
Shit.
Who
I was
asked like, for a Will Smith record?
And he's got nobody. Well, apparently it's Jaden just like Smith. Like this is his like way of rolling out his comeback because he's like now he did like one movie I think. A few months ago, and he's doing this album. He's like, this is kind of his re-release into society.
There's only one comeback kid, and it's Corey Feldman. Have you seen that video?
I wish I had that fucking video.
Have you seen
bro.
That one?
That,
the comeback kid.
I mean, he's just like, he just wants to be Michael Jackson so bad.
Yeah, dude. But that song in particular, I always see that song.
The comeback kid.
Yeah, something like that. It has like a chant. Oh, my God.
The comeback kid.
Yeah, yeah. And the band doesn't even know how to play the song because he always says like a different band.
Yeah, he always gets mad at his shit at him.
Yeah, and he gets pissed at him because like, there's gaffing tape on the speaker.
Yeah, it's like, you fucked up my performance. Like, no.
You fucked up.
Limp Bizkit had them opening for a while. On the last tour.
He's been on that whole tour, and he's like, yeah, so he's getting tons of attention.
It's hilarious.
And he still doesn't, go see it. I don't know. I wouldn't pay money to go. I know people who went to the show wouldn't, I don't know. I wouldn't go to that. Limp Bizkit puts on a great show, it looks like.
I'm not an arena. I don't go to arena shows anymore. I don't do that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks like, I don't know what the rest of the lineup is like. It's nobody. It's Jody Highroller. What's his name?
Oh, is it really?
Flim Plam, like, what's his name?
He
doesn't even really rap. Like, his freestyles are good, to be honest. But half the time, it's like nonsense.
Name? What is his name? What is his rap?
He has like a million names, but...
Yeah.
Riff Raff.
Riff Raff, thank you.
What did I say? What did I say? Flim Flam?
Yeah, that was going to kill me.
I saw him at the 27 bar one night.
He's cool. He's cool. I don't like...
I mean, he's funny.
I've only listened to like his... He's like a goofy rapper to me. Yeah. I don't take him serious, but... Everything
he's
about
got a
him,
couple
he,
of viral, like, good freestyles that are, like, bad but good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Where he's, what do you call himself? The Tom Hanks of hip-hop or something like that. He's just so weird. Yeah, he's funny, though. But, yeah,
But, yeah, so look out for that new Will Smith, dog.
Bro, I mean...
I think it's already out, so if you want to go check
it out,
bud.
I thought he was kind of canceled. Like
this is his slow rollout.
Who said you're allowed to come back already?
Bro, Trump's in office, dog. Did you not see?
Yeah, but
we're done. Cancel culture's over, bro. All the cancel cockroaches are all coming back out now, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to cancel everybody, but some people deserve it. And Will Smith just seems like a weird fucking dude.
I mean, that one...
I always thought he was so normal until that, and then it unraveled a whole...
Yeah, then it peeled back the what you would call it.
Yeah, put everybody more into their lives, and you see how crazy they all are.
Yeah. See, like, I don't want to know that much about people's lives.
Especially, man, rich people are crazy as fuck.
I know. Fuck.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you just you get bored of...
Dude, but... Well, guess what? I'm not going to be bored because I'm going to be bumping that new album.
Fuck. I do listen to the Summertime on steady rotation on my playlist. I'm not going to lie.
It's a good one. It's a good one. What did you... Chris, what did you learn this week?
So, I learned... So, you know The Simpsons, obviously. We talk about The Simpsons a lot because we're both fans. And Family Guy. And you know there was like a beef between them?
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And South Park.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was
I've been watching a lot of South Park lately.
Yeah, Simpsons and South Park versus Family Guy.
Okay.
Basically saying that it's the same thing every episode. And it's like so nonsensical. There's no stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like stealing ideas from stuff that we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, it's a cash grab, basically.
Right.
And I think that Seth MacFarlane is really funny.
I think he's a genius.
And I think Family Guy is funny, too. So,
but I think all three of them separately are great.
They're all great, right? Yeah. But I think like Matt and Trey from South Park seem to have beef with everybody.
Okay.
When I was kind of finding this story out, it seems like. But there were some other, of those style people that everybody kind of hated on Family Guy just because they're like, oh, you just, like, literally, they had, like, a cat picking things out of a bowl and it was, like, onion, shipwreck, shoe. And, like, oh, it's like that one time I was eating an onion on the shipwreck and, fishing and I caught a shoe.
Right.
It's like, this is dumb shit and, like, that's an episode. Yes. So that's what they were all kind of making fun of him, right?
Which I can see. I can see that, but I...
Yeah, whatever. And it was, like, maybe kind of friendly, kind of whatever. It was back, a little back and forth. And then, and like, The Simpsons would a bunch of times put references to Family Guy in The Simpsons episodes, making fun of them.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Like, I saw, like, one or two... They showed, like, one or two examples where there was, like... One of them was, like, a bunch of clones, like, Homer. They made a bunch of clones of Homer. And then all of a sudden, one of the clones is Peter Griffin. So they're basically like, you copied Homer.
Gotcha,
and made this, like, dumb, drunk, white guy.
Uh-huh.
And then another one was, like, blatantly, like, they had a drawing of, like, the Family Guy characters. Like, hey, we just ripped off The Simpsons, right?
I've seen that before.
So then he got super pissed.
McFarlane.
And so there's an episode that never aired. Fox wouldn't let it, took it down. Before it aired, but people have seen it, and they show. I think you can see it on YouTube. It's not like it's a cartoon, so it's not like crazy graphic or anything. But the subject matter is great. So it's like this. It's on the Family Guy, but it's outside of the Simpsons house. You know, like that scene. You know, the window. Mm-hmm. The window's closed, whatever. And then you hear Marge walk into the room. And I think it's like Peter Griffin is in there and he says something like, and she's like, what are you doing here? Like, whatever. And then they start like having sex, but he's obviously like forcefully having sex with her.
Oh.
And then you hear Homer come home and then you hear gunshots, doom, 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 four gunshots.
Uh-huh.
So he kills the whole family.
Okay.
And that's the cartoon that he thought was a funny joke to get back at The Simpsons.
Whoa.
For saying that he ripped off The Simpsons.
That's no way. That's dark. Yeah.
They killed The Simpsons, basically. They murdered The Simpsons in a Family Guy episode.
That's crazy.
That never aired. This is going to get us kicked off for talking about the M word and R word.
That's insane.
I was like, I mean, it's uncomfortable.
Did you see it?
Yeah. It's,
okay, you watched it.
You watch it. It's like, I mean, it's just real short. It's like 10 seconds. Not
dude,
even
you should have sent that to
seconds.
Me. I would have freaking played. I want
to
watch
it. I'll find it. It should be easy to find. Just put like band Family Guy kills Simpsons, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to try and just find some like.
Unalives. Sorry. Unalives.
Some quick scenes from it. Yeah.
It was just because that's the only scene I think that you'll be able to find. I don't think they have the whole show available.
They
cut the show because of that one scene.
Right.
So I don't know if there's. If all I saw was the scene. So.
Dan McFarlane was mad.
Bro, he's just like, what? He's like, we all joke around like that. And he's like, everybody's like, no, dude.
Like, what they did was very different to what
children,
you did.
Or it was like five shots. It was like Homer. Yeah, all the kids, like five shots.
And that's even dark for Family Guy to do.
Bro, the kids? Like they a baby do, and yeah, two kids? Like, right, come on, dude.
Like,
it was, I was like, that's too much.
Wow.
So, wow. I would, that put, yeah, I, that made me think about that for, I've been thinking about that since I watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Damn, I kind of like takes it takes what you recall down a couple notches for me. If I'm
right,
honest.
I'm going to be honest with you because yeah. That's not being a like a fair fighter. that's crazy, right?
We got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I saw. I background heard.
They announced the from the pool of people. And I forget who we did.
Is there ever like a circulating like, oh, these, who's gonna get in this year? I just always hear about like, oh, so and so got in.
It's not like a buzz. It's every February is when they announce like, here's all the people. These are the nominees, all the nominations.
I just never hear bands being like, oh, hope we get in this year. Maybe they're just trying to be cool about
it. Right now. And then usually, like by May, around May is when they go, all right, here, who's in? And then in November, I think it's like November is when the actual ceremony happens. And then it gets like produced and stuff. And then in December is when you can watch it.
Right.
It's when they air it.
Yeah, it's not live.
Right? They don't do it live because,
you know, 'cause rock and rollers are too unpredictable.
Well, not even that. I think they just—it's like heavily just produced with because everyone plays and stuff. Like, cause they always do the speeches and then they go over and like play and stuff. So it's like hugely heavily overly produced.
It probably takes probably takes more than a day to film it.
Yeah, that's just like my
word. Maybe you don't have all the bands there all at once.
Yeah, I actually want to know now. Like, why does it take a month for you? Because it's always in December.
Yeah.
Why does it take a month for them to put it all together?
Good question.
Wonder what it is. Huh. But here this is who's going in this year. Cyndi Lauper.
I mean, she's
are we okay with that one?
To me, she's a pioneer.
I am as well. I love me some Cyndi Lauper.
Can't go wrong.
Outkast.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
That's one of the ones I saw
I'm
that
stoked
I was
on that playing. One. I'm stoked for that live. And they all play live, too. And usually...
Are they going to play, though? They're not really... They're kind of broken up.
I mean, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, don't you get together for
I
that?
No, Andre don't want to do it. He's going to play his flute.
Bring your flute, dude.
I don't want to see that, but I'll whatever.
I mean, I'm assuming that they're all going to come out. But
I hope so. I mean, that would be awesome.
What they always do, too, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame always does, is there's always a... some other collab, or they either
like
play
melody.
With someone, or someone out, someone usually
or
comes out
a
with,
medley of songs or something.
Yeah, but they always have like another big music person, usually another Hall of Famer that comes in like collabs with them, like on a song or like on all the songs.
Wonder who that would be.
I wonder who would be for Outkast.
Erykah Badu.
Bad Company.
Till the day I die.
I like Bad Company.
That's the only song I know. Their namesake.
I think I remember reading somewhere that they're the only band in history that...
Yeah, we talked about this the other day, didn't we?
Okay, did we?
Album, song, and band name.
Yeah, and song, but song went
I think I said that. Like
song, album, and they both like all went number one.
I think I was like, I wonder if there's a band with the same song, the same name. And same,
there
and
is.
And huh? You're like, Bad Company. You knew that right away. You knew it right away.
I like that. I like Paul Rodgers. He was in the band Free before that one. Mm-hmm. I love
Yeah,
Free.
It's a little... I don't know. I mean, it's good.
Chubby Checker. Took him a while.
Yeah. Like that. Remember that Chubby Checker and Fat Boy song? Doing the twist?
Yeah.
It's Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys, and we'll do the twist.
Joe Cocker.
Okay, what song is Joe Cocker?
I was thinking the same
Cats
exact
thing.
Cats
in the Cradle. That's not him.
I was thinking the same exact thing when I was reading this. I was like, what's a Joe Cocker song?
What's a Joe Cocker?
Is he the one that does that? Does he sing Woman?
Woman, Woman.
That, which is that? The sample to California Love.
Oh, With a Little Help from My Friends.
Okay.
Joe Cocker's Greatest Hits. Why does it go right to that songs? A Little Help from My Friends, Feeling All Right, Woman to Woman.
That's it. That's the sample to California Love.
She came in through the bathroom window. Okay.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
That is,
It's Woman to Woman,
Woman
right?
to Woman, Joe Cocker.
It's a good song, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, someone had that record. Vinyl Night, I think, one time. Yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, play this song. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
It's a good, it's a great little, it's one, and it's always one of those cool ones where it's the ones I was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are always fun. I like to, anytime I see, I have like a, you know, that song, the After Laughter Comes Tears, is it's on a Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
One of the Wu-Tang songs from 36 Chambers. It's in, Wendy Renee is the artist who does it, and the song's really good, but they sample it on Wu-Tang. And then, so I have the Wendy Renee version, and the B-side, I think it's Light in the Attic Records that did it, and it has that girl. I played that band for you, the Black Angels.
Yeah,
a girl from that band is in a band called Sweet Tea.
And, right.
I think that she's from that band. Anyway, so they're connected with that band somehow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but she does a cover of it that's really good. It's kind of like folksy, like psychedelic folksy rock.
All right. Yeah. Add those to the fucking playlist.
Oh yeah. Shit. Thanks.
And then the last two. I mean, which by the way, I wanted to say, I can't wait for this. I'm there because I love all, usually I hate a few of them or a couple of them. I love all of these inductees.
Yeah.
But the last two, Soundgarden, which is going to be sick.
Yeah.
And the White Stripes.
Oh, I saw the White Stripes. Fuck
like,
yeah.
Where it's going to be on and popping. Like, if like to get Meg back out there, if Meg comes back out.
Man, I thought.
Because that's another thing, too. So, like, Andre 3000 so type shit.
Here's where I'm at with those both of those things. I thought exactly that same thing instantly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be disappointed because it's not going to happen. But if it does happen, I'm not going to be disappointed because I don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
But if it does, it's going to be a bonus. To see Outkast do a couple songs or to see the White Stripes do one fucking song, I will blow my mind.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that Meg will be there only.
Dude, put her like behind a mask or something. I don't know.
Well, only because
what about?
She did. I did see her at. It was Jack's birthday.
Oh yeah.
It was like his. It was his birthday weekend. It was the last show of the Raconteurs tour, and it was at the Masonic Masonic Temple Detroit.
Yeah.
And like. Everybody was there, like the Detroit Cobras there. It was like all of Jack's people, and Meg came. And yeah, I remember everybody in the room was like, holy shit, Meg fucking came.
And yeah, so I remember, yeah, because you didn't recognize, yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm hopeful, that because it's like, all right, it's not like she's not fully like hermetized, you know? So
two things, hear me out.
Yeah.
Hologram Meg White.
Okay, I like where you've started already.
But she's behind the stage doing it.
Right. Okay, so gorilla style. Gorillas meets Tupac hologram
sick.
Style.
That'd be sick. And then they just show her and she like takes a bow. And then
you just see her in the back just like with her head down.
Yeah, you see like her as a shadow.
You got the shadow.
And then she's like, and then she goes home and no one ever has
to. Okay, I love that.
Just saying, Meg, Jack, if you're listening.
You can take that idea. That's yours.
Yeah, well, let me go to the show, but. Bring me to the show, please.
Take Chris to the show.
Well, also, I was going to say, so Third Man Records, Jack White. Remember that band? You went to the Amyl Sniffer show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that girl band Die Spits that opened before them?
Yes.
Did you see them? I thought they were killer.
They were awesome, yeah.
And I've been following them since, and they've been like touring all over the place. And I don't know, they go hard, and I think they're awesome. Like young girl punk rock band, like hard rock band. Mm. And they got signed to Third Man Records.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, recently. I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, that's a great marriage.
Yeah.
That's
they a played marriage. A show with Jack White and something, and I was like, oh, that's sick. Like something that Third Man did, like some little mini festival or whatever, and I was like, oh, that's sick. And the next thing, I was like, oh, shit, they got signed. They said they got signed.
That's sick.
So, you know, they're touring Europe and shit.
Oh, good for them. Oh,
I love when you see bands like that you never heard before open for a band you like, and you're like, fuck yeah, and they end up being really good, so... It's a perfect example. I just added a song.
You could have been an A&R guy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, just booking bands for a Third Man.
I'm not a big cocaine dude, though. But I put I added Dice Spits to the playlist also.
So nice.
You can check them out.
Perfect. Yeah, so...
And the Wendy Renee stuff.
I'm excited. I love the class this
year. This one, that'll make me watch it. I never really watch it. I mean, you guys talked about it on the podcast before when Jordan was on, and I remember.
I always watch on HBO Max. HBO Max always has it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I know it airs sometime like live, but it's always on HBO Max like when it comes out.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You've got some other. You got some other celebrity stuff.
Oh man, I just was like
you teased that I chuckled about.
So I was just like, Everything. I don't know. Just so many weird celebrities. Like, celebrities are weird always, but I was just like, I kept seeing things pop up. I'm like, man, oh, this guy's gotten weird. This guy's gotten weird. And I'm like, they're all so weird now.
Yes.
I think the society's just weird now, but. So, like, that Terrence Howard dude, I'm like,
oh my God, he has gotten weird.
We're going to have to bring back canceling people because it's getting too far.
Dude, he's gotten weird. You're right.
He's beyond gotten weird.
He's been doing some weird shit.
What
was the periodic table?
No, he's this whole thing where one times one equals two.
Yeah.
No, one times one doesn't equal one, and one times one equals two.
Yeah, that's right. And then didn't he.
Because he was born with this knowledge. He says he remembers. And being in his mother's womb, he was conscious, and he remembers being there for like months before he was born.
Yeah, that's not real.
That's not real. That's, and one times
put
one
the ayahuasca
is one.
Down, my guy. I think ayahuasca is one of the big triggers of a lot of this stuff.
You think? Well,
yeah, because the ayahuasca thing started getting big, and then now you see all like these Aaron Rodgers and Justin Bieber's and Terrence Howard.
They
like they're
it,
all you're
right?
just like, dude.
So the other one was
normal.
Bieber, dude.
That used to be normal.
Yeah, the second one was Bieber. I mean, not that Bieber has like always been like he's a childhood star, so expect him to be weird, and he's always been like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see him at like Coachella or whatever?
No,
they're like holding him up. He looks so fucking skinny.
What's he?
I'm
what
like,
was he doing?
Like
where
like
was
TMZ.
He? In the crowd or something?
It was like, yeah, like a little private part in the front, you know, security around him. He's just like no shirt on. You know, he dresses weird. He's a weird dude.
He always dresses
but
like,
he's so fucking skinny and like smoking a cigarette or something, but like falling, like maybe just wasted, but it looked like he was like on perks or some shit.
No.
Probably was, like whatever. But I was like, why are you out in public? He looks like he was like ODing. Like it was disgusting.
Yeah,
he looks sick, and then I saw him another place, and he's like, "Oh, hey, did you ever see where there's a video of when they pulled Bieber out of the car? Like they broke down or something, or he was like looking for directions,
right?
And he's in the hood.
Oh,
and the
I
gang,
have seen that,
that. The gang members from the neighborhood.
And they're like, "What's up?" And he's like,
"They make
yeah.
him come out and take pictures and dance and shit."
Yeah,
dude,
that was so weird. That's crazy. And he was like trying to like be like them too. He was like,
"Yeah,
oh.
he didn't really get it that they were fucking with him." Yeah. And they're like, "Kind of, like, dude, that shit's crazy. That poor kid, man."
Yeah,
I'm not blaming
fucked,
him.
Right?
I think he's fucked up, but. Not really, probably all his fault. But anyway, he was being weird. And then I'm like, and then the fucking astronaut ladies,
bro. That was
like Katy Perry.
Bro, these
like
chicks
that Katy
went
Perry's
to
music
space,
related. Also.
And I'm gonna do space in you know in quotations. But man, did they get some fucking?
Bro,
they laid it back. Everyone absolutely.
She was like looking.
Them.
She was like videoing selfies of herself instead of looking at space, and they're.
Did you hear?
We were there for 11 minutes, my guy.
Did you hear the audio from it?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. It was like
I couldn't stand it.
It was
just,
like
11 quick...
minutes of like audio from like
man.
When they were like getting up there and there.
Oh,
and it's just so funny.
Just
it's
giggling.
Just like, yeah, just girl just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yo, you see, oh my gosh. You see, like, and they're all just like talking over each other. And
yeah.
Just like.
Well, they're probably all trying to get clips on their phone of them saying shit too. I guarantee you they're
oh,
filming
you're right.
it the
they
whole
probably
time.
Were probably all just
yeah, they're all like,
selfie,
oh
just like, oh my God.
Yeah, just reacting to looking at themselves.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
But
as
did you
hell.
See when it landed and the door was all fucked up?
That was what I was just, you read my mind.
What
I
was up
saw,
with that?
I the clip was coming up. I was like, ah, oh, this is stupid. I don't really
Everybody's
care.
Talking
and
about
then I
it.
Let it. Then I let it play and I was like, wait, what the fuck was that?
Was it like already open and then they just like, oh shit, let's pretend like we're opening and they didn't close it all the way and then he came back and closed it and then
I think
like they were just trying to get the shot.
I think he wanted the shot of him.
But it must have been already open.
They had already opened
it. Or they can
it.
Open it from the inside.
Well, you could see that like because he it was like right it's like right before he's about to like grab on the thing.
Yeah.
Some
falls,
of them inside like
right,
opens
yeah.
it and then he grabs
so they,
it and closes it.
Yeah, so what the I mean and you have to kind of like absurdly big tool,
yeah.
Right? Was it, didn't he have like an oversized wrench to open
it? But,
with?
The, but it looked like there was
like,
a big.
You know, Bezos like, somehow used a fucking tool.
Yeah, yeah. But and like the latch thing had the steering, like how to open.
Yeah,
it. Like you, that's what you use.
Oh, that's what he had, but he like put it on. I don't
it
know.
Was weird.
Something
it was
up with that, and everybody commented on that too. So we're not the only ones.
Yeah, that was so fucking weird. And then now Katy Perry's just getting dragged.
And then you saw Katy
People
Perry.
People are just showing
yeah.
footage of her, like, tour
was that
now.
Her tour?
Just making
yeah.
fun of her.
Well, that was... You saw the choreography for her tour?
Dude.
I didn't want to see it before, but Charlie XCX, if she would have had a lightsaber...
I saw she was fighting something.
Bro, it was so bad. I think I saw
she was like doing like some type of lightsaber.
It was Star a choreographed Wars. Lightsaber. She has lightsabers and they have other stuff. And they're these like alien monsters.
But George she, Lucas, bro.
No.
He's coming for him.
This, she was like.
Who's he going to hire?
Man, it was. You couldn't have choreographed it to be that bad. Maybe she's a genius because
it's
she purposely did that.
Those
bad?
Type of things are so funny too. Because whenever I see them, I always just immediately go, "Who was in charge? Dude. Who was in the room that who okayed this?
If you,
she, Katy Perry, who there had to be more people that no one said, hey, are there any other options?
Right. You could have literally given a 6-year-old a lightsaber and been like, hey, fight those monsters as you make your way around stage, and then we end over here, do a little dance."
Yes.
And the 6-year-old would have nailed exactly what she did.
It was good. It was really, yeah, there was zero.
But I mean, also, I thought Katy Perry was popular. Like, she's still popular?
I don't think she's just
super
so.
Rich, I guess.
I bet she is very, very popular. She was really big, and she did have she did a Super Bowl.
Oh, did she?
She did a fucking Super Bowl. Yeah, so she's got, yeah, dude.
For the I Kissed a Girl song?
For that and Black Widow. Eye of a Tiger. And I think there's a rocket one where she gets on a rocket.
Yeah, I guess I.
Or spaceship one.
Yeah, that's still over my head.
She's got definitely some hits. So she maintains for sure.
She was married to Russell Brand.
Yeah, that one's a bad one. That guy's canceled, right? That guy's donezo.
I mean, he's denying it. So
he's denying it in such a shitty way, too.
Oh, I didn't hear it really.
Yeah, that's the one. I hate the way that.
Being a dick about it?
Yeah, just being a complete dick about it.
Oh, what about that other podcast, that sports guy, too? The one that had.
She's gonna get 10 million out of him.
Yeah, but he keeps saying it's not true, so why is he gonna pay?
Because it's easier to just fucking pay it.
I mean, there's nothing to,
because he already offered her 10 and she was like, no, I want 50, and I think they're gonna just go settle in court. She's gonna get a bag just because she has him. He did say some dumb shit though. Like that was really stupid of him.
I mean, I guess if there's a video,
he's clearly threatening. You can make a threat. I mean, it should be worth 10 million, but
no.
She's accusing him of like, you know, doing some sexual assault, and she has him on what you call saying, "Yo, I'm gonna choke you out." Like, I'm gonna choke you in public.
Oh, but he said they were just fucking around. Right.
Right. But like, you know how it is in the court of public opinion. It's like, "Oh, you said that shit, yo." She'll get that. She's going to get 10 mil just for that.
Yeah.
Then release the sex tape
and make more?
No, they were going to. They said they're going to do it in court, so maybe we'll get it later.
I mean, I don't want to see it, but.
No, but yeah, he fucked up on that one.
Slivers are wiling out right now.
Dog, ayahuasca.
Dude, I said because you know
it's the ayahuasca.
It
man.
Could be. I have some friends that done it, and they seem okay.
Yeah, but you got to do it with like, you know,
you're getting a celebrity dose.
You got to do it with Chet Hanks. You know, you got to do it with someone cool. Wagwan. Yeah. You got to do it with Aaron Rodgers, bro.
I love Chet Hanks. Which one? Aaron Rodgers, a baseball player? Or
he's the football player. Oh,
footballer.
He went nuts. He was a normal guy. He's nuts. So now.
Oh, but he's like a MAGA guy. That's why.
No, he was no. This was before the MAGA stuff. He was going.
But he was retired.
He was turning.
And then did ayahuasca? Or he was...
No, he was doing it while he was playing, and he saw the
like
light.
Vocally, like he was always talking about it.
Yeah, he was hoping. He's like, "Yo, I did ayahuasca this because he had like a good season. Like, what'd you do?" He's like, "Oh, I did ayahuasca this summer." He's like, "It changed my whole like you know everything."
Yeah.
And then that next year after, he's like, he told everyone before, he's like, "I'm going to a cave for 3 days, like on this ayahuasca trip, like." No one talked to me. Like, he, like, went and everyone was like, why'd you tell us this? Why'd you tell the media this?
Yeah, some people that are addicts, I guess, will overdo anything.
Yeah. So, celebrities...
I'm no drug counselor or anything.
Celebrities are not the people who we looked up to anymore.
No, well, you know, yeah. Like, celebrities used to be well, someone there's not you a lot of be. Them. There's not a lot of them, you know. One person... Do you watch The Last of Us?
Yeah, I just got caught up.
Oh, man, I just did too, right?
So, oh my God!
I was gonna say, Pedro Pascal's really likable,
dude. Pedro, I mean, we
can say spoiler alert. And
if
wait
we
a
won't
minute,
spoil. Well, if you've seen it,
I guess it just did come out, right?
The yeah. Two. Well, yeah. If you haven't seen, turn off now. But I can't believe they killed him.
Is this gonna be the last season?
There's no way. That was one of the most shocking.
I mean, the only thing I'm looking forward is to the revenge of it, I guess. Like, justice, but at what cost?
Right.
We lost our guy.
He was the guy. There was no one else you cared about.
Yeah, she's good, but she's kind of annoying.
Very, very annoying. Yeah. I would say
Well, she's great in the show.
She's a great actor. I actually really enjoy her acting, but
I forget her name. I was reading about her earlier.
Ellie. Her real name?
I was just reading about it earlier today, but... she's great, man. But yeah, the movie took a twist, and I was like, man, what's gonna happen? Because my biggest fear was I like this movie or this show. I mean, it's based off of a video game, so they probably are gonna stay. But to that point, The Walking Dead was so good.
Yeah,
for a long time.
Yeah.
I think I got to season five or six, because I
stopped watching.
Yeah, it started to get really terrible.
Yeah,
which I'm like,
but I was in it for like at least five.
Yeah, but they should have gone to five or six and ended it. Not it just ended like 2024.
I'll be honest.
It's still going on.
No,
there's like 12 seasons.
I stopped when the Negan guy came.
Oh my god, he's the worst.
That guy showed up, and I remember I was like, I'm done with this. Wow.
Glenn ruined it, and then Negan came. Yeah, Negan killed Glenn, right? He killed him with the bat.
Negan kills Glenn, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to watch.
Yeah, that's what happened because that was at the end. Yeah, that's right. Glenn died, and I was like,
God, that's not fair.
It's just like now you're just introducing a new character. So like, yeah,
then they were friends with. Oh, I did watch it.
His name's Negan.
Negan.
Yeah. Okay,
I watched it.
Because I remember a lot of people liked him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as a character, I hope they don't like.
Because I remember I was like, people were like, yo, you like Walking Dead? I was like, they're like Negan. I was like, that's where I stopped.
I did watch it. I know nothing about him. I did keep watching it because now I remember, but it's been a while. Because afterwards, they kept joining team, like they fought Negan for episode after episode and like a whole season, and then they team up with the fucking guy, and kind of put him in jail, but then they let him out, and then they're like, oh, you can't be trusted again, put him in jail, let him out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this is so stupid.
Yeah,
either kill him or he's gonna kill you, like, done. And then I don't know, then like, yeah, there's different,
but yeah,
I like the different like the different like tribes and stuff, that you know, like the whisperers in the woods and shit. Like, that shit's cool.
Yeah.
But then they would just drag it on and on.
Did you ever read the book, the graphic novel?
I read a bunch of them.
Read pretty much all of them because I was heavy into it. Because that was really the most fun for me watching the show was like, oh, that's kind of like storyline. But they used
See where it goes
It was really fun to like see them, not completely, because they didn't completely take it. They would just take the lines and maybe replace characters. Or different like.
Yeah, scenes. I usually don't.
That was a lot of fun for me.
I usually wouldn't read those books, but my brother had three sets of three or something. Yeah, the compendium or something.
Yeah, that's my
sister. It was all of them in a set.
My sister had the same three.
Yeah, I read them all, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, if that was all there was, I read them all.
Right.
Because, he had it. I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta read it. And then I got into the show. But, yeah, man, so I'm hoping that The Last of Us doesn't go the way of The Walking Dead. Because you can't kill off a fucking main character.
I'm like already out. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to watch this shit. No more.
Yeah, like it's got something good has to happen. I'm like,
there's no other characters I care about.
Bro, I kept waiting for her to give him some like mutant blood or something and bring him back. Or like,
yeah.
I'm like, what? He's not coming back for real?
I tried, and then
they're like 4 months later. I was like, that's it?
I was just like, there's no reason for me to watch because I was like, you haven't introduced any other cool characters for me.
I mean, the town is cool. Like, there's some cool characters.
The chick that killed him is really cool.
Yeah,
she's a little fucking badass. Like, I was just like, I know, yo, I hate kill you so much. Bad, I'm gonna watch you.
She's dead. Yeah,
yeah,
she's dead meat.
Yeah. All right, let's get into this week's Peacock and Music. I got such a good one for you.
Nice.
I think I have such a good one for you.
All right.
I was watching a documentary on the Wrecking Crew, which is the studio session musician band, house band for Phil Spector, the Wall of Sound, his guys, okay. Phil Spector's. And this chick was not only in it, but she was a badass, and all the other musicians all were like, totally respected the fuck out of her.
Karen Carpenter.
Carol Kay.
Carol Kay.
Carol Kay. March 24th, 1935 to... present.
Well, congrats.
To present. 90 years old.
90 years young.
90 years young. She's a rock bassist.
Okay.
Born in Everett, Washington. Both of her mom and dad, Clyde and Dot Smith, both were musicians. Her dad was a jazz trombonist, played in a bunch of those like big bands. Mom played piano, but they ended up selling the piano so they can move to California.
Damn, imagine that.
I know. I know that's all you had to do was just sell.
The fuck?
Just sell your... Which, and back then, it's not even that, like...
Jesus Christ.
But, so, at the age of 13, she gets a steel string guitar, and she begins playing in jazz clubs all in Los Angeles and stuff. She picks it up really quickly, and in 1957, she's playing at the Beverly Cavern in Hollywood, and this producer, Robert Bumps Blackwell, invites her to a session with Sam Cooke on the to do some arrangements for the song Summertime.
And we love Sam Cooke.
And we love Sam Cooke. And little just backstory on Blackwell, the producer, he was the guy who oversaw all of like Ray Charles, all of his early works. He oversaw like all of those things. And he was the producer who he also mentored Quincy Jones.
Word.
So hooked up with Blackwell and started doing session work. Realized very quickly, yo, the session work pays way better than the jazz clubs and the gigs. So she switches over to that. And the next year, she plays acoustic rhythm guitar on La Bamba by Ritchie Valens. And that was at Gold Star Studios. And who else was over at Gold Star Studios? Phil Spector.
She did the main guitar on La Bamba.
She did the rhythm on it. The rhythm guitar. That part. Is that what you're humming?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. And so Phil Spector loves her, brings her on. And the first thing she does, though, with Phil Spector is she plays electric guitar on the songs, on the song "Then He Kissed Me" by the Crystals, and then he kissed me. Yeah,
teenage drama song.
Down, 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 down. Dude, that's her.
Mm-hmm. That's a great song.
Yeah, great song. Also does guitar work, the acoustic guitar on the Righteous Brothers "You've Lost That Love and Feeling." She's on just like a ton of
'80s movie
just
hits.
All of these, just
anything they threw back to that time from in any '80s movie, all those songs like Back to the Future.
So at this point, she's become like an in demand session, player. So in 1963, a bass player, didn't show up to like some session over at Capitol Records. So the producer over there called her up and was like, "Yo, can you come and like fill in real quick?" So she came in, she filled in, and she quickly realized that she liked playing the bass guitar better, because at that point, you know, all of the guitar, especially the guitar work that she was doing, it was, as she calls it, she's like, it was like cardboard guitar. It was just like the same old same, nothing. You couldn't go into anything crazy. She's like, whereas with the bass, she's like, because it was in the backbeat of the song, she's like, you could play
get a little funky with slap
the bass. Yeah, you could get a little bit more
slap
like
slap of the bass.
Yeah, intricate and stuff with it. So she started playing the bass guitar more and more. And she played bass on
Her bass hits?
Her bass hits, she played basically on like tons of stuff for Capitol Records, all the Sonny and Cher songs.
Yeah, word.
She played on the whole, and she did all the stuff on Frank Zappa's "Freak Out."
Okay,
she did all that.
Not
stuff.
Not a Zappa guy, but that's cool.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, Simon and Garfunkel, Stevie Wonder, Barbara Streisand, The Supremes, The Temptations, The Four Tops, The Monkees.
Yeah,
did like all of their shit.
That was a great show, The Monkees. We're watching that as a kid.
Hey, we're the monkeys. But one of the one note, like, because I mean, the credits were like just insane for her. I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna like name the artist on all these, because we'll just be here
so many songs,
me just giving you like songs and stuff.
Yeah.
But she did the bass on Nancy Sinatra's "These Boots Are Made for Not for Walking."
Yeah, bring that song,
which
up
is a
again,
very
yeah.
famous bass line. And then again, because of Phil Spector and all the stuff she was doing there, and even for Motown, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys was like, "Yo, who the fuck is that?" and he brought her in on all of the Beach Boys stuff, Pet Sounds, Smile, you know, that's cool. Summer Days.
This is going to be an awesome job when you can just like everybody wants you to just play songs for them.
She's an absolute peacock, like just in the background and like
killing it.
Killing it. And like I said in the documentary, highly, like all the other musicians were just like, great, oh yeah, like they're like, Kay can fucking throw down.
What's her name again?
Carole Kay.
Carole Kay.
K-A-Y-E.
How do you spell Carol with an E or no? Just A-R-O-L?
A-R-K. Yeah. A-O-L. Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes they put an E on the end there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Carol Kay. Isn't like Carol King, isn't Carol King like that? I think Carol King has an E on the end of it. Bit. But yeah.
What about Carol Burnett? How many Carols do we know?
Let's go. Let's name them all. No, I'm just kidding.
That's all I got. We're done.
But like, so by the late by the 70s basically hitting, she kind of just started getting bored with music, or mainly bored with being a session player. And so she actually decides to write a book on how to play the electric bass. And then she does like a bunch of tutorial books and then instructional videos. And they kind of like are a hit, like, because at that time, no one that wasn't out.
Probably unique. Yeah.
It was very unique. Like, yeah, no one had. There weren't books like that. She was very instructional. No one's doing the videos.
Yeah, where do you even watch the videos?
Right. So it kind of was like a really big deal. She kind of
that's cool.
Kept her career going, like through teaching and stuff. And then after that, the like 80s hit, and she started the late 70s, early 80s, and she started doing soundtracks. She did like all the soundtrack for like MASH. And like
I used to do valet. I drove the Hot Lips, the blonde girl, the actor on that show. I drove her car once. I parked her car once.
There you go. Yes.
At the Maikai.
Yeah, so she started doing that, and then again she hooked back up with Quincy Jones at that time too in the 70s and 80s, and was doing session bass stuff for him. Just an overall fucking peacock, an absolute beast. She got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but in the musical excellence category, she wasn't
as a solo
person.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
But she is in there for that.
That's fair.
And in 2020, Rolling Stones ranked her as the number 5 greatest bass out of 50 of greatest basses of all time.
Awesome.
So, Carole Kay.
Good job, Carol.
Yeah, Carole Kay.
Where is she living at now? L.A.?
Yeah, she's out in L.A. But I'm going to play Nancy Sinatra for you.
All right, some Nancy Sinatra, all right. Didn't we do Nancy Sinatra as a peacock recently? Or we just talked about her for something?
Didn't we?
Oh, Frank Sinatra, guys.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah.
Episode.
This was the I know
that. Yeah, the dance and the clothing. But yeah, I mean that's a pretty famous bass line.
Yeah. Carole Kay, you get your flower. Give her flowers.
Shout out Miss Kay.
Yeah. But send us out because recently one of my favorite shows.
My mom and my stepdad, RIP, used to watch this show, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys watching? And I was like, oh, it's so good. We were like over for dinner one night or something, and we watched it, and I was like, oh my god, it's so good. So Naked and Afraid. It's been on for a few. Like,
it's the
10
greatest.
Years,
I think I've said it on this show before. Whoever came up with that idea, You better. I hope they're a billionaire.
It got a little, I think, scripted maybe.
Oh, of course.
Like to when they started putting like the tribes together, where mm-hmm. They tried to make it like a Survivor thing.
Yeah,
that like kind of got away from me.
I didn't ever like watch those.
Yeah, it was like, oh, these guys, the veterans versus the cool guy, you know, some dumb shit. And I was like, this is stupid. Like, and then you could tell that they're like, it was just overproduced. Yeah, so I'm like, how hard? They're really just sleeping outside.
Yeah.
And then no one would make food for like two. None of them would ever make food. And they would just like, oh, I could go 2 weeks without eating and I'll survive.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like 14 days.
Yeah. Right? They
They don't like all that.
As long as you like.
Like the real shows do it for like a month or some shit, you know. Like,
yeah. Well,
or whatever. But like alone.
Most of the people on it that would make it to the end. A lot of them, their strategy was just like sit in the shade.
Yeah, don't
find some water. Make sure you don't get eaten by ants and stuff. And just like, just don't use any energy.
Yeah, yeah. They just would not eat for 2 weeks. Right, yeah.
And like they would always make it.
That's so stupid though.
Because remember, it would always be that person and the other person that would be like working hard.
But why do we love this show so much?
Yeah. And they would be like after like 3 days, just like, yo, I'm fucking
done. Yeah, or they'd cut their finger off or some shit.
Yeah, they'd be like so pissed off.
Yeah, because these are all people that have no business surviving in the woods. I think that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
Is they're like not survivalists necessarily.
No, they go into it. What's the level? What's it always
called? Oh, they give them like a factor. Yeah, like there's like survival factor.
Survival PSI of.
Yeah. There's like survival instinct,
before the competition, their survival PSI was at 9.8.
I forgot about that.
At 7.3.
It's totally overproduced.
It's just like this is a made up meter,
But yes, the show standards, but I guess so. It's back, it's on again, the new season. And sweet. I was like, oh, let me throw it on. So, because I think it was the first episode, I was like looking at the thumbnail, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful in any way. To anybody. And as this woman...
Say it with your chest.
I mean, good for her. She has no legs.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Wait, where from knee down?
From
where
her
are we
knees,
at?
She has, from her knees up, she has. Okay. No knee down.
Prosthetics, at least?
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. That might be cheating so far.
Bro, she gets off the truck, takes her clothes off. She puts the prosthetics in the back of the truck. Think about it for a minute.
Hey.
This show's naked and afraid.
Oh my god, that's a part of it.
You're in the jungle.
This is completely
naked,
crawling around.
This woman has no legs.
Yo, she's crawling through the gravel.
Even think they're at her knees.
The nubs are just
like
rubbing.
It's like above her knee, amputated.
Okay,
you know, so she has.
Okay,
like,
right.
So she
yeah,
doesn't
that,
have
right.
A,
yeah. There's no joint.
She doesn't have like a full thigh. Yeah, so it's like, so all of her is on the ground.
She's rubbing through just tarantulas.
And she does have gloves.
Thank God.
Like,
what the
like,
fuck?
You know, like those military gloves with like the knuckles and shit on them?
Uh-huh.
So she's scooting herself.
Her ass?
Because she can't even really...
She's scooting ass.
Because she can't really... She doesn't use her legs at all to walk.
But can't you have the upper body strength and just go this?
Well, no. I mean, for how long?
Oh my god, tell me she survived, dude.
Bro,
tell me she made it, bro. Oh my god,
this
is awesome.
But I'm like, what does your undercarriage look like after 2 weeks of sliding through the rainforest? Imagine just your butt.
Hey, I'm gonna post it right here. I'm gonna find
the episode.
Gonna find, like, there's gotta be a still shot because people need to see this shit.
The way that she lost her legs was a terrible story. Like, it was a traumatic thing that happened to her, and she's like, "I can fucking do it."
"Look, man, I was camping in the Amazon,
bro." I don't know if I should ruin it, whether she made it or not, but maybe you should watch it. Yeah, I'm not gonna say whether she made it or not, but I'm gonna say
that's how you come back.
They paired her up with a motherfucking team player, dude.
Okay,
because
he's like, "Get on my back, let's go."
He did that.
He's probably just a huge ass dude. He's like, "I got you. We're going to the river."
100%. Think of you're putting this person on your back.
Dude, this
her
is
legs,
awesome.
She's not like this again. She's
full
she has no
body.
She's suction cupped to your back. Your back is sweaty. She has no legs, and she's on your back naked
and afraid.
But you know what I mean? The suction.
Oh, that's how they did it.
I mean, because there's nothing to stop her from just going.
Oh, she's not holding around his neck.
Yeah, but she's going front butt to back.
The physics on this are wild.
Her whole thing is just stuck to his back.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, because I'm like,
okay, I gotta see this.
And then she like goes, you know, I'm like, I'm not making fun of her. I swear, I'm
no,
not.
No,
but
no,
it's
no,
like
no.
A very peculiar thing.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, how that can't be good for you. I'm like, you're gonna have an infection.
Oh my god, absolutely. She probably right before just gets jacked up on penicillin.
Just eats a whole aloe plant.
Bro, that's how you come back first episode. Bro. Right there. That's how you grab people's attention.
Yeah, dude. So I'm not gonna tell you what happens, and you should watch.
What's it on? Do you remember what you saw it on?
Oh, fucking don't. But it should be that hard to find.
All right, damn. That's amazing.
It blew my mind that she even considered it. And then I was like, what a dumbass. I don't know. She's done like mountain climbing and like parachuting, and like they show clips of her doing this like stuff. And like I said, the way that she lost her legs was tragic. And we'll get banned for talking about it because it's like a bad thing, but. But she says it on the show. So,
right.
But
anyway, right.
So you can watch it, but yeah, watch it.
Oh, I'm going to be locked in on this. Know.
But you nailed the part. The partner was the nicest guy, and he's very like, let me help you. Like, what the fuck? He's like, let's do this.
They probably were just like, who's the nicest guy?
Yeah.
Who's the only one that.
And he's a big dude. Yeah. And but he was like, fuck it. Let's do this. And he like I said, true team player.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
That's good TV.
It was a good episode. Yeah. They have a good comeback. So I once again recommend Naked and Afraid. But falling off this episode one is something.
All right. Hugs and kisses. We love you. Namaste. Kittens, rainbow. Yeah, this stuff.
Namaste.
Hearty wartsies. Peace and love in the world. And we'll see you next week.
Love you.